calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth, now come and dine. And Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it is sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called to them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Amen. Come and dine, the master called, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. And soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will. Amen. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. And the disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called to them, come and dine. Amen, that's you and me. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Amen. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, on the course, amen. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, amen. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Let's just clap it to the Lord. Ready to feast? Amen. Hear ye him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Soon the Lamb. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts. Amen. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight. All the saints. Feast eternally. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Let's just clap it to him again. Praise the name of the Lord. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. We're here to hear ye him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hear ye him. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Woo! Amen. hand, the same one that spoke on that mountain. We get to hear it today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Woo! Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever. Who's that bride? The host of heaven will assemble. Amen. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight. All the saints. Amen. Water into wine, to the hungry call it down, come and die. Amen. And praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. He's more than worthy of all our praise. We love him. We thank him for everything. He's provided every need for us. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He's worthy. You may be seated. Good morning to you. We're just charged. You're ready to hear this word. Amen. It's such an honor to be here with you all. Part of his bride, around and united under this message around the world. What a great honor it is to be here this morning to worship with you and to hear his voice. Amen. Amen. That's it. Hear his voice. Well, it's God bless you and shalom to you and those that are listening in and around the world. We just love you. We're united with you. You're a part of us. We're a part of that bride. He's getting us ready. He's just pouring it into us, pouring it into us, and pouring it into us that you are that bride. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we certainly, this morning, we are certainly miss our brother Joseph Branham this morning. Amen. Certainly do. Yes, sir. We could say a lot of things, just many things, but my wife, she says, did you hear this little tape? I says, no. She says, well, I've been hearing this tape, and she says, did you hear what he said on there? I says, no. She says, well, you ought to go look at this quote. I says, okay. And I went in, and I just, this is the best thing I could say. Because Brother Branham always says it best. From the message in Ensign, 1962, January the 19th, Brother Branham says this, quote, and I looked down in the valley where little Joseph and I went down not long ago when I was here, and he and I sat down there and held each other's hands and prayed, my little boy. And I asked God when I left, let me be able to lay my Bible in his hands and let him stay with it, just with the word, and it'll be a contribution to him, sparing my life and helping me. End quote. So happy birthday to you, Brother Joseph, and wherever you are, our prayer is, Lord, send your angel to him and just give him whatever he has need of. And as Ephesians 1 says, grant to him all spiritual blessings. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it's such an honor to be with you this morning. We had a little baptism the other day. a little brother, Evan Garcia. It was so precious. He's 7 years old, and I got to share this little testimony with you. It was so precious to me that I was talking to him back there in the back, and before we had the baptism there at the tabernacle, and we'd had the Lord's Supper here just a few weeks ago, and his family came up, and when they got back to the seat, his mother was kind of concerned, said, "Did you take the Lord's Supper?" He goes, "No, aren't you supposed to be baptized before you take the Lord's Supper?" He said, "Yeah." He says, "No, I didn't take it." He says, "You got to be baptized before that happens." And I go, "Yes." He says, "But I do want to get baptized." And she says, "Well, you're supposed to give your heart to the Lord before you get baptized." He says, "I have. I've given my heart to the Lord." She says, "Well, why do you want to be baptized?" He says, "Because I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost." Amen. Amen. God bless you. So I don't know if Brother Little Evan's here or not this morning, but God bless you. Bless you. Amen. How many is ready to hear ye him this morning? Amen. Just for a little introduction, maybe 2 minutes. I believe that everything that God does, he uses his voice to do it. He created frogs. He created lice. Did signs and wonders. How did he do it? Through his prophet, Moses. There wasn't a fly in the country, but he spoke it, and there it is. Amen. That little widow woman didn't even have any oil or meal in her house, but Elijah spoke the word. It was the voice of God to that little woman. She believed every word that prophet said. Every day when she went in there, it was there. Because it was God's voice speaking out. Amen. He calls you by his voice. Revelations 3:20. He gives you salvation by his voice. Psalms 118:15. He heals you by his voice. Psalms 107:20. And I'm just getting started. Amen. He fills you with the Holy Ghost by his voice. Acts 10:44, as Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on him. Amen. You're going to get the Holy Ghost today. Amen. No doubt. My. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He only has one way of doing it. He feeds his children by his voice. He don't have any other way of doing it. St. John 6 and St. John 10, you go look that up. He gives you faith by his voice. He delivers you by his voice. Psalms 107:20. He raises the dead by his voice. Everything he does is by his voice. How many more scriptures? Do you know? There was a prophet one day that was in a cave. Now just think of it, a prophet in a cave. And there was fire, there was wind, and there was an earthquake. There was a lot of things going on. That didn't even move the prophet at all. But when that voice spoke to that prophet, that attracted that prophet. There is only one thing that will attract the bride of Jesus Christ, that voice of God to us. That's the only thing. That's it. Amen. God bless you. That voice of God is on those tapes. He recorded it to make sure that we could hear it today. Anything I say, there's a question mark. There literally is. There's no doubt about it. There's a question mark. You've got a filter on right now. I hope you do. That nothing I say, it doesn't matter what I say. But what that tape said, that's the voice of God to me. That's the voice of God to you. No questions with that voice on that tape. And that's what we're here to hear. He speaks to his bride by his voice, through his prophets. Here's a familiar one. I've got many scriptures on that, but Revelation 10 for one. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. He has declared it to his prophets. The bride will only hear the voice of God. St. John 10. Paul said, you follow me as I follow Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. You can have 10,000 instructors. I might be able to encourage, and I might not. You can have 10,000 instructors, but there's only one that has, thus saith the Lord. You follow me as I follow Christ, Paul said. It's a one-man message. It's the voice of God to us. That's the only thing that's certain. Now, in relation to a prophet, talk about prophets for just a minute. Brother Branham says on the message, Divine Healing, he says, quote, a gift of prophecy is to be judged before two or three judges, but never a prophet's to be judged. His word's true from cradle up, end quote. Yeah. Amen. 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 Everything. Amen. God bless you. On questions and answers on the Holy Ghost, he says, quote, a prophet is born from the cradle a prophet. They have thus saith the Lord, no judging of them, end quote. Amen. Amen. No judging of them. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Brother Branham said that, I'm just saying what he said. I don't mean it. It's just, but he said that Amos was a minor prophet. He said that. I don't know what that means, but it just, that's what he said. But he also said that Amos was God's word walking down the road. And he had, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Micah, there's not much written of him. But he had, thus saith the Lord. He says, if you come back at all, the Lord never spoke to me. Amen. We believe God's prophets. Amen. 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 God bless you. Whoa, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Brother Branham said, I am God's voice to you. You want to hear God's voice speak to you? Put on a tape. Push play. There it is. That's the voice of God speaking directly to you. There's no, you don't need me to come and tell you what he said. You know what he said. You've got the tapes. Push play. You've got the voice of God. You want to know what God's thought about it is? Push play. There it is. You've got the voice of God to you directly. There's no questions in it. And anything I say, there's lots of questions. You can have question anything I have to say. I'm not God's voice to you. But that prophet, that's God's voice to you. Amen. Hear ye him. Amen. If you will hear this message, then your heart will be restored. You will be saved. You will be healed. You will receive the Holy Ghost. You will be encouraged. You will be strengthened. You will be perfected. You will be ready for the resurrection and the rapture. No doubt. There is no greater anointing than what we're doing here today, to sit in this auditorium today and to hear God's voice speak directly to us by the way of this messenger. There's no greater anointing. You are in his presence. You're in the Shekinah glory. If an old dry stick over there in Numbers 17:8, if an old dry stick that was dry and dead went into the holies of holies, and then budded, and then blossomed, and then brought forth fruit. If it'll do that to an old dry stick, what about the bride of Jesus Christ sitting in the anointing of the presence of this voice of God to us? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the name.
this voice that we're hearing today, it spoke squirrels into existence. It spoke tumors out of existence. It spoke storm out of existence. It did everything. Give eternal life and the Holy Ghost to do boys. I don't care what our program is. I don't care what our formality is. We want and we need and we've got to have the voice of God speak to us. We've got to have it. Now, just a minute. Forgive me, I didn't mean to be screaming at you all. God bless your hearts. Let me just share a few quotes with you, please. On the message, Hear Ye Him, Brother Branham says this. What did Jesus represent? His mercy, His love. If you're without love, hear ye Him. If the barrel's empty at home, hear ye Him. If the cruises run dry, hear ye Him. If you've got a broken heart, hear ye Him. If you need joy in your soul, hear ye Him. If you need forgiveness of your sins, hear ye Him. If you need healing for your body, hear ye Him. End quote. That's the answer. Hear ye Him. On this tape, Brother Branham said those three words, on this one we're going to hear today, he said those three words would give another Pentecost. On another tape, on Hear Ye Him, he says these words. He says, quote, those three words would be enough to send a revival all the way around the world and save every person there is in the world, end quote. Amen. It's happening. Amen. God bless you. How important is it to hear these tapes? It's so important that Brother Branham said on the message testimony, he says, and hundreds are being saved and healed just through the tapes going out across the world, end quote. That's how important it is. Brother Branham said on the restoration of the bride tree, he says, quote, I pray that the Holy Spirit will go with it on these tapes and across the nations. And if I shall be taken from the earth, may this live, Lord. It's your word. Let the evening light shine, Lord. Bring forth this glorious bride of Christ. End quote. That's what this message is bringing forth, the glorious bride of Christ. Reach out and touch the Lord. I'm going to quit, but just one more quote. Brother Branham says on the message adoption, you just think of this. He says, quote, if I never see them in this life, when I cross over into that land, may they run and grab me, and I grab them, and they we holler, precious brother. To one another say, I heard your tape on Ephesus. How that God predestinated us to eternal life. And it was on that tape that I received the voice of God and was sealed away by the Holy Ghost into the kingdom of God. Grant it, Father. End quote. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Just remain standing. So no matter what your condition is, no matter what it is, whether it be healing, a spiritual need, financial need, no matter what it is, it doesn't matter. No matter how great, no matter how small, I don't care what the conditions are, it doesn't matter. The answer is, hear ye Him. It doesn't matter. When that tape starts and he says, good morning, friends, that's enough. That pulls me right into the presence of the Shekinah glory. It's everything. It's got my attention. It's the voice of God to me. if he doesn't call my name out, if he doesn't call my condition out, it doesn't matter. I'm hearing his voice. I'm under that anointing. And he's meeting my need right then, right there, right now. I believe that with all my heart. So no matter what it is, if it's a loved one, if it's your family, whatever the conditions are, it doesn't matter. Hear ye him. That's it. What a great thing it is that when in the morning, he'll wake you up. He'll wake you up in the morning. And you'll be under that anointing. And he'll say, don't fear, my child. Don't fear. Everything's going to be all right. And then he just takes that load away and it's all right. And it's all settled. Because you've come into his presence. Whatever it is, whatever you have need of. Just when you're driving in your car, you put on that tape. Right then, the atmosphere changes. Right then, you've been pulled into the presence of the Shekinah glory. Right then, you're in his presence. Whatever you ask, you shall receive it. What about the bride of Jesus Christ gathered today under this anointing, into this presence? It's unlimited what he will do. Amen. We just reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. Let's do it. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is past moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out. As he goes by, you will find a man who's not too busy. God bless you. Hear
your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Amen. Bow your heads. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we know, Lord, that you've heard each and every one of these requests, Lord. Lord, wherever we may be, whether we're here in a house, in a church somewhere else, Lord, hearing this message, Lord, we know you're there. We just thank you for that, Father. Lord, we ask you to be with each and every request, and we know you've already taken care of them, Father. We just love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. And we thank you for this message, Lord. Lord, bless the people, Lord, today, Lord. Lord, as we open our hearts to your word, reveal yourself to us, Father. We just thank you, Lord. Be with those in need. Be with Brother Joseph, Lord, and all the ones that couldn't be here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to the name of the Lord. You may be seated. I'm just so happy to
be here with each one of you once one more time on this side of Jordan. Truly, this message is just so perfect and so timely for us today, and just can't wait to get into it. Just before, let's just get quiet and let's just worship Him and welcome the Holy Spirit. And just ask Him to anoint us to hear that message like never before. That's my prayer. For truly, He is Lord, and He has risen from the dead. And every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. For He is Lord. Yes, He is Lord. And He has risen from
Heavenly Father, Lord, what an honor, Lord, to be able to come into Your place, Lord, with Your people. Father, how I can speak on behalf of everyone, Lord, that we love You with all of our hearts, Father. Lord, our greatest desire is to be more like You. Father, we just ask that You bless these tithes and offerings in the remainder of this service in Your precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, He is my Lord, and He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord. And every knee shall bow, and Father, oh, we are joint heirs with the Son, and we are people of His kingdom. Oh, we are family, we are one, we are heirs, oh, we are heirs, oh, of the Father, oh, we are joint heirs with the Son. And we are people of His kingdom. Oh, we are family. We are one. We are washed. Oh, we are washed. Oh, we are sanctified. Oh, we are cleansed by His blood. And we are born of the Spirit. Oh, we are are members, oh, we are members of his body. Oh, we are objects of his love. Oh, we're partakers of his holiness. Oh, we are citizens of above. Oh, we are longing for his coming. Oh, we are looking to the skies. Oh, we are watching and we are waiting. Oh, we shall dwell with him. We shall rise. We are heirs. Oh, we are heirs. Oh, of the Father. Oh, we are joint heirs. Oh, with the Son. And we are people of his kingdom. Oh, we are family. We are one. We shall reign with him forever. Oh, men and angels will shout and sing. For dominion has been given to the family of the King, because we are heirs, well, of the Father. Oh, we are joint heirs, oh, with the Son. Well, we are people of his kingdom. Oh, we are family, we are one. We are washed, oh, we are washed. And we are sanctified. Oh, we are cleansed by his blood. And we are born of the Spirit. Oh, we are children of the Lord. We are longing, oh, we are longing for his coming. Oh, we are looking towards the sky, and we are watching, and we are waiting. Oh, we shall dwell with him. We shall rise. One more time. Oh, we are longing for his coming. Oh, we are looking to the skies. Oh, we are watching, and we are waiting. Oh, we shall dwell with him. We shall rise. Oh, we are heirs of the Father. Oh, we are joint heirs with the Son. And we are people of his kingdom. Oh, we are family. We are one. We are washed. We are washed. We are sanctified. Oh, we are cleansed by his blood. And we are born of the Spirit. Oh, we are children of the Lord. And there is power, power, wonder, working power in the blood. Well, of the Lamb. And there is power, power, wonder, working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power. Power, wonder, working power in the blood. Well, of the Lamb. And there is power, power, wonder, working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Yes, power in the blood. And would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there is power, power, wonder, working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder, working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Oh, come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there is power, power, wonder, working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder, working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And would you be wider, much wider than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. for Jesus, your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you lift daily his praises to sing? Wonderful power in the blood. Service for Jesus, your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood. Let's just clap it one more time. Thankful for that power. So brought me out. It's his mercy and his grace. I just, as Brother Ram speaks on the message today, I just want to be that son, that tutor looks down and gives a good report to the Heavenly Father. That's my desire. The only way I know how to do that is just to hold to God's unchanging hand. It's him that has to hold us. It's just his mercy and grace. Praise the name of the Lord.
Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Just build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Time is filled.
Oh, time is filled. Oh, not of earth unmoved can stand. Just be.
Oh. unchanging hand. Oh, trust in Him who will not leave you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, covet not this world's vain riches. Oh, covet not this world's vain riches. Oh, that so rapidly decays. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures. Oh, they will never pass away. Oh, just hold to God's unchanging. Hold to His hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. And if to God you have been true, oh, fair and bright the home in glory, your enraptured soul shall view. Just hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Just build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hands.
Just hum it real sweetly to Him.
again softly. Amen. Just hold to God's unchanging hand. Thank you, Jesus. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Thank you, Lord. Oh, just hold to God's unchanging hand. Just think. You go through deep valleys. You go through deep trial. And in the midst of all that, we fail many times. But what does that mean? It means you're a real soldier. You're anchored. You've got that absolute. Hear ye him. He just picks you right back up. Those mistakes mean zero. Praise the name of the Lord. He's with us through all those deep valleys, all those trials, all those tests. He's proven to Satan, you're one of them. You're a real royal seed of Abraham. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't you love him? Now he's going to speak to you. Amen. Let's be ready. Just remain standing. At this time, we turn the service to God's servant, prophet, messenger for this day, our pastor, Brother William Marion Branham. God bless you.